Good afternoon and welcome to yoga. Please lay your body down on your back. Close your eyes and bring a softness to your eyes. Feel them floating beneath the warmth of the eyelids. And feel your lips resting softly together, breathing in and out of the nostrils. Relax. Feel your body. Feel your precious body resting in beautiful stillness. Really let your body rest while keeping your mind bright. Conscious relaxation. And shine the light of your awareness through your body, noticing what you notice, making whatever adjustments necessary to enhance your comfort and your ability to be still. Take a deep inhalation, hold the breath at the top for a heartbeat. Exhaling, free fall. And again, inhale fully, hold the breath at the top for a heartbeat or two or three or four, hold it. Exhaling, surrender. One more time, inflate internal space, expand internal space, hold it for as long as feels good without straining, then letting go. And now get out of the way of the river of breath that flows through you, opening to and allowing the primordial impulse that has coursed through your body since you were born. Notice the quality of your breathing and allow it however it is. We're not looking for any particular way. We're not imposing or interfering. Is the breath perceptible? When it becomes perceptible, is it smooth or jagged? Is it strong or subtle? We're just looking for the truth of the way things are. So if ever you find yourself lost in thought, come back to your breath, your constant companion, and you will come back to your present moment. Staying mindful of the breath that is breathing your body, gently bend one knee in towards your chest, and then the other. And hold on wherever is comfortable, at the knees or shins or hamstrings. Feel where the back of your head is in contact. Without losing that contact, tuck the chin a little. Allow the buttock muscles to relax, the hip joints to soften, and just hang here. Enjoying this embryonic shape. With awareness at the back of the head in contact with the ground, letting the head be very heavy, begin to take the head from side to side to side, slow motion, following that changing point of contact. jaw hinges releasing, tongue softening, skin around the skull relaxing, the neck muscles that hold up the head all day, just let them give up some of that responsibility. The next time you find your head in neutral, pause there. Keeping the knees bent, return the feet to the ground about hip distance apart and reach your hands to the sky. As the fingertips reach up, let the shoulder blades descend. Soft elbows. Feel the front body rising and falling with the coming and going of the breath. And let your arms be a pathway, a conduit from the heart of the universe through your heart, through your body, to the heart of the earth. Breathe in universal energy and let it flow through you. And from the earth below, breathe in earth energy and send it up. Slowly bringing the palms of the hands together, interlacing the fingers, placing these clasped hands beneath your head, elbows open wide, armpit soft. Observe the inhalation naturally rising to fill the lovely openness of the upper chest. Inhale, exhale, lift the head with your hands so that the neck muscles can stay passive. And as you lift the head, let the shoulders relax down, the neck becoming long. Keep the breath flowing. And as the head lifts, feel your spine lengthening from the tail up to the crown of the head. Exhaling, lay the track of the spine down. Let the heaviness of the head return to the ground. Elbows open wide. Relax. Inhale. Exhale, lift the head and bring your knees and elbows towards each other. Make yourself as small as you can while elongating the spine. No straining. Keep the breath flowing. Inhaling between the vertebrae. Curl up a little bit more. Exhaling, return the head to the ground and take your legs all the way over to the right. Let the feet come to the ground. And just relax here. Adjust the placement of your legs so that you can completely surrender them. Let the belly be soft. Feel it hanging out. Inhale. Exhale, lift the head towards the left hip. Experiencing the spine again, slip sliding from the tail to the crown. As the shoulders relax down. Neck muscles not engaged. Lift a little bit more without straining. Exhale, come down. Relax and feel the skin stretching over the bones. Swing the knees through center, realign. Bring the knees and elbows towards each other, or knees and forehead together, whichever you prefer. Exhale, bring the head down, and take your legs all the way over to the left. Inhale. Exhale, lift your head towards the right hip. Lift a little more. Exhaling, come down. Relax. Enjoy this very luxurious body shape. And then swing your knees through center. Bring the knees and elbows towards each other, or knees and forehead. Bring the head down, and then roll all the way over to the right. Come into a fetal position for two or three breaths. Feeling where your body is in contact with the ground. And then use your hands to press yourself up to sitting with your legs extended long in front of you. Get on top of your sitting bones. And with your right hand beneath your right knee, lift that knee, bend the leg, and you can have the foot either close to the hip or further away. Some of you may enjoy crossing that foot over the straight leg. Either way, make sure that the four corners of the foot are in contact, and especially the right big toe mound is rooting into the ground. Inhale, lift the other upper body. Reach forward with your left arm. Embrace that bent leg. Reach forward with your right arm. Gaze at the right hand. The gaze is part of your posture. Let it be soft. And then follow that right hand with your eyes as it opens to the right, comes around, and then to the ground. The right hand and the left arm both serve as leverage to help you lift with the inhale, and deepen into your twist with the exhale. Whether the eyes are open or closed, looking all the way to the right. The left knee and left toes are straight up, and the underside of the left leg is moving into the ground while keeping the knee joint soft. Chin slides into neutral so the crown of the head becomes parallel to the sky. And feel the crown, your crown, rising as the tailbone roots down. Slowly come back to center. And take that bent leg out to the side. And again, you can have the foot closer in or further away. Your body will tell you which it prefers. Fingertips lightly out to the side. Inhale, arms floating up through soft shoulder joints, reaching up, and feel this length of torso that comes with arms overhead. Keep that length as the arms come down to shoulder height. Inhale, wide and beyond your fingertips. Exhale, pivot through the hips. Lead with an open chest at first. Reach your arms forward. Let the spine round as your hands touch the leg wherever they come, knee, shin, ankle, or foot. Relax the buttock muscles, soften through the hip joints. This creates space in the lower back, so wherever your hands are, you can gently pull the spine forward right from its root. Notice the quality of your breathing. Let it be very natural and free. Inhaling, coming up, arms overhead. Exhale, open the arms to shoulder height. Inhale, widen through the arms. Exhale, spiral to the left. Right hand on the outside of the leg, left hand on the ground. And these hands serve as leverage to help you lift with the inhale, twist on the exhale. Now close your eyes and notice where your most predominant sensation is. If you're not feeling very much, perhaps you can twist more deeply. If you cannot soften where the sensations are the most predominant, then back up a little. We want to discover that place where flexibility and inflexibility intermingle, the edge. Shine the light of your awareness at your edge, and then take the top of your inhalation, like the frothy top of a wave at the shore, to touch the sensation there. Stay connected to the sensation as you exhale, dissolve into it. Do that for 3 more cycles of breath, noticing what happens to the sensation. And then come back to center. With your right hand, lift the right knee, straighten that leg, give your legs a wiggle, and then left hand under the left knee, and lift that knee. And again, you can have the foot in close, or further away, or you might like to cross it over the straight leg. Make sure the four corners in contact and rooting through the big toe mound. Inhale, lift the heart, reach forward with the right arm and embrace that leg. Reach forward with your left arm. Follow that left hand with your eyes as it opens to the left, and then the hand comes around and to the ground. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale, deepen into your twist. Close your eyes. When the eyes are closed, we have so much more awareness available for the internal experience. And look for the most predominant sensation. The pose is never static. Hopefully it's ecstatic. So when we're working at the edge, we can see that the sensations change moment by moment. And when we stay connected at the edge, from the inside in small increments, we can open more deeply. The body loves to open in gentleness. So when we're in this relative stillness, the mind might think, well, it's time to wander. But actually, it's time to stay really connected to your edge. Anchor your mind with your breath where the sensation is most predominant. Become very curious about that place. Much is to be revealed. And then slowly come back to center. Take that bent leg out to the side. Fingertips lightly on either side of you. Inhale, lift the arms, reach up. Stay with that long body as the arms open to shoulder height. Inhale, widen. Exhale, pivot through the hips. Reach forward, holding on at the knees, shin, ankle, or foot. Soften the buttock muscles. Gently draw the spine from the tip of the tail. Never forcing, never straining.
Inhale, coming up, arms overhead. Exhale, open the arms to shoulder height. Inhale, widen through the arms. Exhale, spiral to the right. Left hand on the outside of your leg. Right hand on the ground. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale, deepen into the twist. And as you twist to the right, open that left knee more to the ground. Shoulders relaxing down. Crown of the head parallel to the sky. So any of these times of relative stillness are opportunities to look for the edge and play the edge. It's a creative process. It changes moment by moment. And you are the artist in this creative and healing art. And then come back to center. Straighten that left leg. Give your legs a wiggle. And then make your way up to standing. Look at your feet. Plant them about hip distance and parallel. Lift your toes, spread your toes, lengthen your toes, and with all 10 toes, grab your ground, wake them up, especially the third and fourth and fifth toe. And then just let them rest on the ground. Lightly engage the belly to stabilize your core. Arms at your side with palms forward. Look straight ahead at eye level from the backs of your eyes. Let your fingertips have their relationship with gravity as the crown of the head rises. Inhaling, lift your arms through soft shoulder joints. Clasp the fingers overhead, index fingers pointing up. Feel your body very long and then fold over to the right. Let the left hip go out to the side. Close your eyes. Lightly press all 10 toes into the ground, and from your feet to your fingertips, feel this single flow of lengthening. Let your weight flow down as it does, yielding into gravity, while you lengthen through your arms beyond the index fingertips. Open your eyes, swing back through center, and over to the other side. And again, close your eyes. And feel from your feet to your index fingertips a single flow of consciousness. Open your eyes, come back through center and to the right again, and feel the spine very supple, like young bamboo. Through center, to the left. Come back to center. Open your arms. Bringing your arms behind you, palms over the kidneys. Draw the elbows towards each other. Soften your knees more and drop your chin. Pressing all 10 toes into the ground. Mindful of your lower back as you press the belly forward. Lift the heart. Lift the gaze. Gentle back bend. Carefully come back to neutral. Release the arms at your side, palms forward. Inhale, arms float up, palms together, link the thumbs. Gaze up, lengthen up, leaning back into that gentle back bend, like a fountain, just flowing back. And feel your feet on the ground. Lightly press those toes into the ground, giving you the rootedness, the leverage to lift the heart. And come back through neutral. Follow your hands with your eyes as they come down the center line. Namaste. Inhale. Exhale, fingertips downward and dive into forward hanging bend with soft knees. Enjoy gravity elongating the spine. Lightly engage the belly to stabilize the core as you begin to roll up vertebra by vertebra. The head is the last. Reopening the upper chest, palms forward. Inhale, arms float up into gentle back bend. Reach your arms, gather the palms. Namaste. We'll do that salutation two more times. Let it be very fluid and seamless. Inhale, exhale, dive. Lightly engage the belly, and with the power of the belly, be rolled up. Into your length as you float the arms up into back bend. Feel very long. Gathering the palms. Namaste. Inhale. Exhale, dive. Using the two sides of your body equally. Pressurizing your feet into the ground. Unfurling the spine. Open chest. Open palms. Inhale, gentle back bend. Reach. Gather the palms. Namaste. Walk towards the front of your mat. And we're going to play just a little bit with balance. So when we play with balance, we have to be willing to lose it so we can find it. And then lose it and find it. And when we move slowly, we can do so much more. So bring your hands into namaste. This is a gathering of the polarities and helps us to be balanced. And then just bend your knees and feel that your knees are bending over your second toes. So the inner and outer tracks of the legs have a congruency. And then elongate through the legs, but keep the knee joints soft. What we're going to do to start with is step back with our left foot. So begin to take weight into your right leg and just lift the left heel. So before we do this, just think about taking the foot back, oh, about 2 feet or so. So you can imagine that first. Lift that foot and then slowly come back onto your toes. Then turn those toes out at a 45 degree angle, but keep the upper body facing forward. So you're mirroring what I'm doing. So the heel is on the ground now, the back heel is on the ground. And just check it out that the feet are about 2 feet apart. If you're having one of those days where you feel a little bit more wobbly, then you can lessen the stride. Now bring that left hip forward. Just look straight ahead at eye level. And even though the two legs are doing slightly different things, charge them with the responsibility of equally holding your upper body. Inhale, lift the arms overhead. Clasp the fingers, index fingers pointing up. Now slowly take the gaze upwards, and if you feel stable, gentle back bend. Feel your feet on the ground. Come back through neutral. Slowly open your arms to the side. And bring your arms behind you. Now you can either hold on to your forearms or your elbows, or some of you may be able to come into reverse namaste by taking the palms together, fingertips to the small of the back, and then hands lifting up. Gaze up, elbows open wide, and then pivot through the hips Take the pelvis back as you come forward, leading with the heart. Try to have an evenness through the hips and shoulders, just as far as is comfortable for you. Lightly engage the belly and coming up. Release the arms. Let them float up overhead, palms together. Namaste. Bend the front knee and slowly bring the back foot forward. Take your weight into your left leg. Lift the right heel. Slowly take the right toes back about 2 feet. Then open that right foot at 45 degrees. Bring the heel onto the ground. And bring the right hip forward. Inhale, lift the arms overhead. If you feel balanced, gaze up. Perhaps a gentle back bend. From your center of gravity, from your lower belly, feel your weight flowing down the legs. From your center of gravity, feel your upper body lengthening up. Come back through neutral. Arms open to the side, either holding on to your forearms or reverse namaste. Inhale, take the gaze up. Exhale. Take the pelvis back as you pivot through the hips, coming forward with your upper body, leading with an open chest. Lightly engage the belly, coming back up. Bend the front knee, slowly bring the back foot forward. Release the arms. Bend your knees. And come down onto your back with your knees bent. Embrace your legs tightly. And with one hand on each knee, take your knees in slow wide circles in one direction, massaging the lower back. And then in the other direction. And then come into the most comfortable position for you for the final posture of stillness, where the body integrates and absorbs the benefit of your practice. Returning to stillness. Following your inhalation to your sensations, exhaling, dissolving into your sensations, bearing witness to your body reconstellating. Bringing awareness now to the surface of the body. feeling the sensation of air touching skin. Staying mindful of your breath as you take your time, bending one and then the other knee in towards your chest. Roll over to one side. And then use your hands to press yourself up to sitting. Finding your poise of posture where the heart is uplifted. Open the arms to the side. Inhale, lift your arms overhead, reaching up. And gathering your hands to namaste. Thank you.